Hey, how's it going, guys? Welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 去练口语。我是 Emily. Okay, today I'm going to teach you two useful sentences of traveling English.
当我们出去旅游的时候，免不了要住在旅馆。不同的人对旅馆要求也是不同的。有的人想要住便宜的，有的人想要住靠近海的。那我们该怎么向对方描述呢？我们首先来听第一段对话。
Can you recommend a hotel which is not expensive?
Well, there is a youth hotel which costs under $20 a night. Is that okay?
Okay, thank you.
在第一段对话中，这个人想要住便宜的旅馆。他说
，Can you recommend a hotel which is not too expensive?
这里 recommend 表示推荐。
Can you recommend a hotel?
你能推荐一家旅馆吗
？Which is not too expensive?
不要太贵的。
Can you recommend a hotel which is not too expensive?
我们一起来听第二段对话。
May I help you?
Yes. I'd like to stay at a hotel near the beach. Would you recommend one?
Well, there is a moonlight hotel with excellent service near the beach.
Thank you.
第二段对话当中的人想要住在靠近海滩的旅馆。他说
I'd like to stay at a hotel near the beach. Would you recommend one?
I'd like to 表示我想要怎么怎么样。
Stay at 可以表示短暂的逗留居住。
Near the beach 表示靠近海滩。I'd like to stay at a hotel near the beach. Would you recommend one?
这两句话还可以合并成一句话，变成
Would you recommend a hotel near the beach?
你能为我推荐一个靠在海滩的旅馆吗？
Would you recommend a hotel near the beach?
还有一些类似的表达，比如说
Is there a hotel which costs under $50 a night?
是否有每晚花费在$50以下的旅馆
？Is there a hotel which costs under $50 a night? Could you recommend a hotel in the city center?
是否可以推荐一家位于市中心的旅馆
？Could you recommend a hotel in the city center?
Okay, now let's review the two dialogues. Dialogue number one.
Can you recommend a hotel which is not too expensive?
Well, there is a youth hotel which costs under $20 a night. Is that okay?
Okay, thank you.
Dialogue two.
May I help you?
Yes.I'd like to stay at a hotel near the beach. Would you recommend one?
Well, there is a moonlight hotel with excellent service near the beach.
Thank you.
Okay, that's it for today. 想要学习更多商务英语、旅游英语以及亲子英语的朋友，欢迎关注我们的微信公众号“英语主播 Emily”。I'm Emily.I'll see you next time. Bye bye.